Even more employees are leaving Twitter after billionaire owner Elon Musk issued an ultimatum. Commit to being, quote, extremely hardcore or quit.
And this comes after he laid off half of Twitter's workforce and cut thousands of contractors loose shortly after taking over at the end of October.
NPR's Shannon Bond has been trying to sort out the chaos and joins us now. Good morning, Shannon.
Hey, Layla.
Okay, so this feels like a question we've been asking a lot, but what in the world is going on inside Twitter?
Well, you know, you'll remember Musk said when he took over just last month, he wanted to shake things up. Now, over half the original staff and thousands of contractors are gone. But look, Musk overpaid for this company, and he has all this debt to service, so he's under pressure to cut costs, increase revenue. This week, he told remaining workers that they had this choice, stick around the new hardcore Twitter, work long, intense hours, or they could leave with 3 months of severance, and they had to decide by Thursday afternoon. And that time rolled around, and it appears a lot of people are choosing door number two. They're leaving Twitter. Many of these workers have posted publicly on Twitter under a hashtag, Love Where You Worked. It's a play on a company's slogan, and posting a saluting emoji, which has become the symbol of the departures. I should say that Twitter did not respond to questions about the turmoil. Its comm staff has been laid off.
Well, it appears he's actually shaking things up. So what does this mean if all these people are leaving for Twitter's ability to function?
We don't have, you know, hard numbers on exactly how many people are left, but it doesn't look good. It appears the company is losing critical expertise and institutional knowledge about everything from how the site is kept online, protecting user data and privacy, and handling toxic and illegal content. Earlier this week, I spoke to a contractor who was laid off last Saturday night with no warning. Her name is Melissa Engel, and she worked as a data scientist.
I only found out that I was fired by, I happened to be looking at my phone at about 5:30, and I got a little pop-up that said, you've been logged out of one or more systems.
She worked on Twitter's civic integrity team, which works on election policy. And, you know, this is just one area where these layoffs and resignations and firings are worrying people, right? Because Twitter may be a small social network, but it's really influential. You know, politics, sports, business, entertainment, social movements in countries around the world all happen on Twitter.
Yeah. So what does this mean for users? Are they feeling the effect of all this chaos going on inside Twitter?
Well, people are already acting kind of like it's a funeral, like it's almost like a wake for this site that's not dead yet. And also, I think it's really important to note, you know, to keep the platform safe for users, to keep the platform free of misleading content, illegal material, Twitter relies on a lot of people, including thousands of content moderators who are almost all contractors. And if that workforce is reduced, that could compromise Twitter's ability to curb that content.
That sounds bad enough business-wise, but are there legal issues as well?
I mean, there are. You know, already U.S. and European regulators are closely watching this. Twitter could face big fines if they don't follow through commitments they've made to protect users. The chaos is already affecting Twitter's business. Big advertisers have halted spending. You know, that's how Twitter makes all its money, basically. And there's also the risk Twitter goes down and that it can't get back online because the people who know how to do that are gone. So Musk has promised a lot of big changes at Twitter, but at this rate, you have to wonder how many people are going to be left to make them.
Wow. NPR's Shannon Bond, thanks so much.
Thanks, Layla.